For the first time since the COVID period, we are seeing some green shoots which are emerging as far as civil aviation in the country is concerned and tourism in the country is concerned. There are few sectors in India which have been more battered than aviation, and the survival of several airlines itself still remains very much in question. Financially, perhaps the strongest of our airlines has been IndiGo. But what is the road ahead to recovery? Is there optimism, genuine optimism, in the sector? I spoke earlier on today to Ronojoy Datta, the whole-time director and CEO of IndiGo, India's largest airline. A couple of months back, the aviation sector in India appeared to be utterly, completely lost. When we were in the worst of COVID, flights were not allowed to operate. Passenger loads were minuscule. You had to pay a great deal just to keep your aircraft on the ground in airports. Do you now see green shoots emerging?
We absolutely do. Looking at this whole pandemic, as you know, March of last year, there was a shutdown, things got better, and then December to February, we were very optimistic that things were improving, we'll get back to profitability, and then lo and behold, the second wave hit. And then May was a devastating month for us. And just to give you some numbers, pre-COVID, we were doing 1,500 departures a day. Back in May, we were doing about 350 departures a day. So we really went down sharply. Fortunately, since then, we've been building back up. And right now, we're doing about 1,150 departures a day. So things are improving. Just as importantly, international is gradually opening up. It's very slow, but a few countries have started doing bubble flights. So all in all, things have improved dramatically between May and now.
Sir, if you look at the latest report from the Center for Asia-Pacific Aviation, which focuses on the airline sector, they've said, and I quote, there's a massive perennial series of losses which have created a debt trap among Indian airlines. Most airlines have very limited means of recapitalization. The government is providing almost no direct support. Lenders have by and large closed their doors to airlines. Now, I know that despite this entire crisis, IndiGo has somehow managed to keep, you know, your head above. But in terms of financials, how strong are you now after what you've encountered?
So we had a very large loss last quarter, 3,200 crores, I believe, which was a very bad and large number. Fortunately, our balance sheet continues to be strong. And not only is it strong, we have enough debt opportunities. So from a financial health standpoint, we are not particularly concerned that, oh my God, we're running out of money. That's not happening. However, profitability is an issue. So when you talk about the CAPA talking about the liquidity crisis, yes, there's a liquidity crisis in the industry, and yes, we suffered along with it. But I don't think we are in the red zone category by any means. So we are fairly optimistic about the future, right? We've gone through a very bad period, but whether it's near term or long term, I think the future for IndiGo is quite bright.
Mr. Datta, the orders which IndiGo has placed, a record number of orders for A320 series aircraft, hundreds of orders, outdoing any company in the world, worth billions of dollars. It means that you've got an unbelievable hope in the Indian market. But there are latent challenges also. For example, even space for parking at our airports with such a large fleet is going to be a problem. The viability of certain sectors in non-metro routes opening up and being profitable, those are problems as well. Parking charges in Indian airports, they remain very high. And yet you've taken this bet and you have ordered like no other airline in the world. So how would you reply to your skeptics saying that are you hoping too much?
Well, let's look at the fundamentals. And I can assure you that our optimism is well-founded and grounded in reality. Let's start with a few basics. Only 7% of Indians travel by air. So there's this other 93% that is yet to adopt air travel. India has a high growth rate economically. We are going through a bad time, but 7 to 8% for the long term seems eminently doable. We have to remember, we used to be 20% of world GDP back in the 1700s. After the British left, we went all the way down to 3%. We've only recovered to 7%. So I have a lot of faith and hope in the Indian economy. And whatever the Indian economy does, aviation will grow at twice that rate. So you look at the economic growth, you look at the demographics of a young population that hasn't traveled, and of course the future for aviation is very, very bright. You talk about infrastructure. Fortunately, the government is investing a lot in infrastructure. We are very enthused that there's a Navi Mumbai, that there's a Jewar airport, and the numerous other smaller airports that are coming up. So I don't think infrastructure will be an issue. I do agree that costs are a problem. The costs in India are very high. ATF, for example, is something we've been talking about for a long time. But I'm very encouraged that our new civil aviation minister, Mr. Sindhia, is taking ATF on. He has written to the states and tried to persuade them to reduce ATF. So I'm hopeful in that regard. But setting that aside, the macro picture for Indian aviation is extremely bright, and people with strong balance sheets will do very, very well right. in this context.
Mr. Datta, there's competition, and perhaps that's been the biggest problem for this sector, because you know the battle in keeping fares low has gone to such an extent that if airlines look for survival based on every flight's viability and a few hundred rupees here and there, then, you know, it results in some surviving and some not. IndiGo has clearly made that cut. But going forward, are you going to only remain a low-cost carrier? The reason I ask is because you've got Vistara with a different model. You've got a new Air India coming online, perhaps also no longer just low-cost. It is a full-service airline. Perhaps it'll be more that way. Do you see that as a future for IndiGo? Or will this model, low-cost, be the road ahead?
So the competitive landscape is clearly going to get very intense in the near future. We have the Tatas, looks like they're bidding for Air India. So there'll be Air India, Vistara, Air Asia, they'll probably be rationalized in some way. We do have Akash coming in. There's a Jet Airways 2 on the horizon. So the competitive landscape is going to get very intense. So what do we do about it? Well, we're going to focus on our strengths. Our number one and our biggest strength is that we are one of the lowest cost airlines in the world. Our cost structure keeps getting better over time because we burn less fuel with the new engines. The second is we are running a world-class airline. And look, in terms of on-time performance, I think all of India accepts we are number one.
Yes.
But I have to point out that even on a global basis, we are the third most punctual airline in the world. Only LATAM or Brazil and Japan Airlines is ahead of us. All the other big names, whether it's Lufthansa or Delta or British Airways, our on-time performance is better. Then there's customer service. Our customer complaints are one-tenth of the rest of the industry. It's not marginally better, it's a lot better. So we're running a world-class airline. I think that's our second line of defense. And third is, we really take it seriously that we are here to build a critical infrastructure for the nation.
Right.
So even during the pandemic, we've opened new stations. And I know how everyone focuses on roads and railways. Fact is, airline infrastructure is probably one of the most critical things for economic growth. And we are focusing on that. So what is the answer to the competition? First line of defense, low cost. Second line of defense, world-class service. Third line of defense, great infrastructure throughout the nation.
I thought you'd say low cost for number two and number three as well. But I take I take your point. Before COVID struck, sir, you invested in extended range variants of the Airbus A321 aircraft. You started flying, I believe, to Turkey. You were looking at international operations more closely. Then COVID happened. Things started changing. Give us an idea of where you see IndiGo poised as an international player beyond the routes you presently operate.
Again, one of the best things we have going for us is geography. And we have a four-corner strategy. Our aircraft, single aisle aircraft, can go up to 7 hours. So from Delhi, we can go all the way to Moscow, Tel Aviv, places like that. From Mumbai, we can go to lots of places in Africa. From Chennai, we can go to Manila, Indonesia. From Kolkata, we can go to Beijing. So if you look at the circle that surrounds us in a narrow body aisle, we are all the way from Moscow to Tel Aviv to Nairobi to Manila. That's a huge circle we can cover. I also have to say it's a very untapped geography. If you ask how do people get to these places today, well, they all go one stop. So you want to go to Africa, well, guess what? You've got to go to Doha and change place. You want to go to Kazakhstan, oh, guess what? You have to go to Dubai. You want to go to Manila, you go to Singapore. No, we're saying we'll go there nonstop. So it's a very rich geography, which is being served through one-stop carriers, and we will go nonstop with a low-cost carrier.
Right.
Again, it's hard to be bullish, over-bullish, on how much opportunity there is for international expansion.
Mr. Datta, you've had not just IndiGo, but a couple of airlines, a lot of problems with engines on your neo fleet, and there were orders to replace all the engines. Would it be fair to say that all of your aircraft now are, you know, free of those problems because you've replaced the engines? Therefore, safety, which was paramount, is now further accentuated.
Oh, absolutely. And this problem has been solved months ago. This is not a new solution. This problem, I would like to say, it was solved 9 months ago. So absolutely, everything that the DGCA and EASA was saying about engine changes and so forth, all the work that Pratt Whitney did in terms of coming up with new engines, all taken care of, not an issue.
Mr. Datta, one final question to you. So many companies have been hit by COVID. Yours is among the largest companies, certainly in aviation and among the larger companies in the country. Were your pilots, were your crew, engineers, management, were they also very badly hit by COVID, particularly those flying and exposing themselves through the worst periods?
So I'll tell you, when we talk of IndiGo's strengths, and frankly, I worked at 5 or 6 airlines, one of IndiGo's biggest strengths is its employee culture. And through this whole COVID, it was such an outpouring of we are family, let's take care of ourselves. So yes, we were badly hit. At one point, we were like 2,200 people sick. But the employees all rallied together. They created 24-hour hotlines. We created special hospital beds in both Delhi and Bangalore. We made sure that ambulances were available 24/7. So yes, the hit was bad, as was the rest of India. But the response was very, very impressive. And really, again, I can't say enough about the IndiGo employee culture in creating a family spirit.
One final question. Will we ever see IndiGo with wide-body aircraft?
Absolutely, you will someday.
Oh, really?
So the way this works, and I'll use the Pan Am TW example as illustration, you have to have a strong domestic network. The reason Pan Am and TWA failed, they were the queens of the skies, but only doing international. And United and American kept building up the domestic and then massacred TWA and Pan Am in the long run. So our focus is domestic. Let's build it. Let's not be impatient. The next phase is near 7-hour range. And after that, phase 3 will be wide body.
When will phase 3 happen, sir?
Forecasting is dangerous, not near term, but it will happen.
All right, Mr. Ronald Datta, whole-time director and CEO of IndiGo, India's largest airline. Lovely speaking to you. Thank you very much. Great to know that you're optimistic about the green shoots which have now reappeared. Thanks very much, indeed.
Thank you very much. Thank you.